Yes? I see. Good news, everyone!
I'm a dad. Yes, that's right. Just about a week ago, my wife and I had a brand new bouncing baby boy. Welcome to the world, Beau William Clark. And because of that, getting ready to be a dad and being a music fan, maybe a music snob, let's be honest, I had to do my research. You know, I know there's lots of kids' music out there. You got your Raffies, you got your Sharon Lowes and Brahms, but is there good kids' music out there? So I just wanted to do this quick little episode of Staff Picks to help the parents out there find music that's appropriate for kids that doesn't suck for parents. So, welcome to this edition of Staff Picks. Just me today, just solo. I gave Naomi and Charlie a break. You know, just trying to sneak a quick one in there, you know, because very busy with the new baby. But yeah, remember, you can go to patreon.com/learningtolisten to help out, you know, help keep me in Pampers. Babies are expensive. So that's patreon.com/learningtolisten and throw the podcast a buck. But in the meantime, the subject of today's episode of Staff Picks is music for kids that doesn't suck for parents. So I just wanted to give a few recommendations from the research I've been doing. And let's start with lullabies. You know, I've got a new infant and we got to put on some soft, nice little lullabies. You got your classics, you got your Brahms and, you know, nice twinkly versions of Canon and D. But what if you need something a little more familiar to your adult sensibilities? Well, I highly recommend a group called the Lullaby Baby Trio. Now, you can find their music on Spotify and on Apple Music, and I'm sure you can find it other places, but that's the two places that I found it online. With the Lullaby Baby Trio, they cover all kinds of music, everything from indie genres to rock, pop, everything in between, the more obscure artists, the classic artists. I've made a playlist that includes everything from Chris Stapleton, Sturgill Simpson, to Guns N' Roses, the Rolling Stones, and even Pink Floyd. And I've got to say, I don't hate on these songs. These are the melodies that you know and love. And yeah, they do them in a way that's very, very much appropriate for a baby you might be trying to soothe to sleep, or maybe it's nap time. Maybe you just need a break and time to put the baby down and put on some mellow jams. Look up the Lullaby Baby Trio. What if you got some toddlers running around, you know, and it's time for play. It's time for upbeat energy. And, you know, you used to get down with the mosh. You used to throw yourself in the pit. You used to be front and center at shows, throwing fists in the air. What's there for you? Well, I highly recommend a band called The Boogers. The Boogers are basically the Ramones for kids. And it's great. Fast, three-chord, simple songs about peanut butter and jelly and, you know, all the sort of stuff that is appropriate for kids, but it'll help you reminisce about your days in the mosh pit, getting down, you know, throwing fists. but maybe the subject matter is just a little more appropriate, less about sniffing glue and, like I said, more about cleaning up your room and learning to count. But hey, at least you can bop along. And also in that vein, Kepi from the Groovy Ghoulies has put out a few children-appropriate records over the year, and I highly recommend one called Kepi for Kids. Kepi for Kids is all original music about Kepi Land, and it has songs about how Didi Ramone helped him to learn how to count. Kepi comes from that Ramone pedigree, more 80s, 90s pop punk kind of vibe, but you know, the kind of thing that will go over well with the kids. If you got them in the minivan, you're taking them to, you know, wherever they gotta go, and you need a little more aggro in your life, you know, but not so aggro that it upsets the children. Kepi for Kids and The Boogers. I highly recommend both of those. Check them out. They've got several albums on Spotify and on Apple Music as well. Last but not least, you need something with a, you know, a little bit more of an adult message in it, but music that maybe is good for mellow times around the house or in the van. Maybe you've put baby down for a nap, but you know, you remember when you were a banger, when you grew your hair long and you had horns in the air front row at every concert. Well, then I highly recommend a band called Driving Miss Satan. It's a kind of a genre that I'm calling cuddlecore, but that's just my name for it. Really what they are is kind of bossa nova lounge versions of classic heavy metal songs. It's an Italian group with a female front singer who just has a very, very, very soothing voice. Very nice. And you're going to hear songs like classics from like the big four, like, you know, Metallica's Battery, Raining Blood by Slayer, all kinds of stuff. There's Motorhead, there's Megadeth. This Italian group seems to really love this music, and so I really highly recommend it. It's mellow, you know, good for nap time, but it's got those aggro lyrics that you love and remember, so you know, maybe this one's good for those kids that are not quite paying attention, but if mom and dad are, I highly recommend Driving Miss Satan. Like I said, you can find these on iTunes and Spotify. You can find all the albums and artists I've recommended today on Spotify and on iTunes. But yeah, that's it for staff picks today. Like I said, I just wanted to do a quick little one. You know, things are pretty busy around here, as you might imagine, but I just want to keep bringing you guys all the good tunes, you know, the stuff to put in your ears, keep you engaged listening. So those are my picks for today. Go over them again. It's the Lullaby Baby Trio. Find that on iTunes and Spotify. You can find the band The Boogers on iTunes and Spotify. Kepi for Kids, that's also on both Spotify and iTunes. And Driving Miss Satan. Look for those albums. Don't forget to support us on patreon.com/learningtolisten. Check out the podcast if you haven't. But I assume if you were listening to this, you are listening to the podcast. So continue to support and download those. We really, really appreciate it. We've got lots of interesting stuff coming up for you. And in the meantime, I'll see you later.